Man, Mom, I always thought, and I've told this to several people. I said, I learned to cook. I trained to cook. I was trained to cook. I was paid to cook. People always ask me, where do you like to eat? I say, you know what? You can go to the biggest city and the most expensive restaurants with the top-of-the-line chefs, but ain't nothing in the world better than Mama's home cooking. Right? It's true, isn't it? There's nothing better than Mom's cooking. And what do they say all the time? Man, why is this so good? Because I put love in it. Right? What's the secret ingredient? Love. And I'm thinking, right, whatever, it's just salt. You ain't going to trick me. I'm putting some salt on this. It's fine. So I learned to cook. I was trained to cook. I became a chef before I started doing what I'm doing now. I'm still a chef. I may not be working as one, but I cook at home. And I like to think, shush, I like to think that I'm not too bad. But it's never the same as when Mom cooks. And every time I ask her, she gives me the same baloney answer. It's love. She makes Spam. And it's delicious. I don't care what anybody says. It's amazing. Spam. It comes out of a can. It's canned meat, man. Come on. How can Mom make hot dogs better than I can? What is up with this? And every time, it's because I put love in it, Miko. It's because I put love in it. So I'm at home, all right? Mom used to make this dish for me called atole. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's atole de arroz. It's like rice pudding. It's warm rice pudding. It's rice. You throw in milk. You throw it in warm milk. You boil it down. It thickens up. You throw some sugar in it, some butter, thinning. Oh, man. It just reminds me of when I was a kid. Just good things. Just good things in that little pot of rice. And I make it for myself. Mom used to make it. It was kind of a special occasion thing for us. Because it was painstaking. It took a while. And so I would try to make it at home sometimes. And it's not bad. You know, it's better than other people's. But it's never as good as Mom's. And I was like, man, what is going on with this? I've tried. I'm thinking, okay, I'll put a little bit more of this or a little bit less of that or I'll do this differently. I am literally throwing in all of the repertoire of all of the classic French culinary techniques that I know into this pot of rice and milk. To try to make it come out like it used to, but it never does. Spaghetti. Her spaghetti's the same way. They get this. I love you. I don't mean to put all your business in the street. She uses a can of sauce. And mine is still not as good. But atole. So I'm working at it, and I'm trying, and I'm eating it. And it's like I said, it's okay, but it's always missing something. So she calls me up one day. This is, several years ago. I was just barely out of school. I was just barely out of the house. And she calls me over and she says, you know, what you doing? How's it going? Blah, 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 blah. And I had the day off, so I had slept in. It was 11 o'clock or so. It was early afternoon. And she's like, oh, Mijo, you're just getting up. The day's half gone. Blah, blah, blah. You know how Mom does. And I tell her, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm making atole. You want to come over and have some? I'm getting started right now. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. So, you know, I get up and I get myself around, I brush my teeth and make myself, you know, not stink after all the sleeping that I did. And I take a shower and I get in the car and I get over there. I get over there and it's probably about 12:30 by this time. It's like a good hour and a half later, right? Because I'm just slow. I'm not going to lie to you. That's just what I do. I got it from her. So I get to her house and I come in and I sit down and, you know, she gives me a kiss, welcomes me, and she says it's almost ready. I'm thinking, all right, it's almost ready. It takes me like 20 minutes to make a pot of atole, you know. I turn the fire up and I just make sure to stir it. Because if you don't stir the milk, it scorches. It burns to the bottom of the pan. It changes the taste of the rice. And when you burn milk to the bottom of the pan, it don't matter how long you soak it. It don't matter what you use. You are going to sweat trying to scrape that stuff off of there. Every time. You can't burn milk, right? That's an old truth. So if you get it hot and you just move it around real good, it bubbles and it doesn't stick. So I just come in, sit down. I'm like, okay, I go use the restroom. I sit down. I'm in front of the TV. About a half hour goes past. I'm watching TV. And she tells me it's done. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, she must have just got up. She must have just got started just as I was getting in there and she's all done, right? So I ask her. I say, man, that took a while, huh? She said, oh, yeah, I put it on as soon while I was talking to you on the phone to invite you to come over. She turned it down real, real low, and she let it bubble real slow and get nice and thick, and the rice was cooked just right, and that's what it was. I was making atole in 15, 20 minutes. I was trying to make minute atole. But mom was making it right. And it hit me. Love, when you put it into your food, is patience. It's taking that time out. It's waiting for it. She cared about me so much that she's willing to literally slave over a hot stove for 2 hours to make a pot of rice. There's just enough for two of us. Two bowls. You're done with it after, a couple minutes. I can hark that down like that. And then this is what gets me. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about it and it's dawning on me. And I said to myself, I don't even care enough about myself to be patient to make my own food.